Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now, you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity, right now, and you'll get 10% off. All right, thanks, Scott Shannon. Hour two, Sean Hannity Show this Friday, 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. Well, one of the most important investigations that Congress is undertaking now is the weaponization of the Department of Justice, how the Department of Justice under Joe Biden has been weaponized and politicized. We saw this ridiculous civil trial take place. All, of course, led by an AG in New York that made a promise to go after one man, one family, one organization. And that's Letitia James. Now we see another, in this case, a DA going after Donald Trump, one man, one person, one organization, one family, and his promise to investigate Trump as New York, Manhattan, New York City district attorney. He said this as a candidate. Listen,
whoever has this job, are they going to convict Donald Trump?
Look, that is the number one issue. We know he's investigating. I'm the candidate in the race who has the experience with Donald Trump. I was the chief deputy in the attorney general's office. We sued the Trump administration over 100 times for the Muslim travel ban, for family separation at the border, for shenanigans with the census. So I know how to litigate with him. I also led the team that did the Trump Foundation case. I believe we have to hold him accountable. I haven't seen all the facts beyond the public, but I've litigated with him. And so I'm prepared to go where the facts take me once I see them and hold him accountable.
The facts as he sees them, they already made a determination long before, which is one of the problems. Anyway, thankfully, we have people in Congress like Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan. He is the chairman of the all-important House Judiciary Committee. Among their many investigations, they have been looking into the FBI, the DOJ of Joe Biden, and whether it's been politicized and weaponized. They recently released what is called the Anatomy of a Political Prosecution, the Manhattan District Attorney's Office Vendetta Against President Donald Trump, their interim staff report. And we welcome back Jim Jordan with us. Over 300 pages long. That means you have a lot to tell here.
Yeah, and I love the part you just played, Sean, of Alvin Bragg bragging about, you know, 100 times he'd went after President Trump. So that's what he said when he ran for the job. But here's the kicker. This case was so bad, even Alvin Bragg wasn't going to bring it. I mean, the Department of Justice looked at this. They said, we're not going to bring a case. The Federal Elections Commission, we're not going to bring a case. Cy Vance, Alvin Bragg's predecessor, he wasn't going to bring a case. Alvin Bragg brags about going after President Trump, gets elected, takes a look at this case and says, I'm not going to bring it either. There's nothing here. And then one of his assistant DAs, Mark Pomerantz, resigns, writes a book, does a media tour, and all that pressure from the left, that's what's convinced Alvin Bragg to finally bring this ridiculous case. And as we're watching it over the last 8 days, we see how bad it is and how it's all falling apart.
Well, we say it's all falling apart. I still believe that I'm right, that I don't think Donald Trump can get a fair trial as it relates to any New York courtroom. I hope I'm proven wrong. I'm hopeful that at least one juror, I'm hoping at best maybe for a hung jury. You see what is happening here. And, you know, one of the things Greg Jarrett wrote about this is he called it, you know, the filth by association is the D.A. Bragg's legal strategy. And they start with the former publisher of the National Enquirer and this catch and kill practice that he has used for, I guess, a bunch of other people in the past, which, by the way, nothing is illegal. The top prosecutor in this case quit. I think he was the third ranking official in Joe Biden's Justice Department. Matthew.
Angelo.
I don't know how.
Well, yeah.
Colangelo. Okay, thank you. He's the one that gave opening arguments. He left his job, which was fairly prestigious at the Justice Department, just to go after Donald Trump on behalf of Biden's Justice Department. Do we not see a conflict of interest there? How many times was Fani Willis at Biden's White House meeting with White House counsel? How many times did other people go to the White House and coordinate with these people? I mean, it stinks to high heaven.
Yeah, Colangelo is out to get the president. Pomerantz, who wrote the book, remember, Pomerantz, he wasn't paid. He was an assistant DA. In fact, he says in his book, I would have paid to go after President Trump. So he said, when I negotiated my salary, it was easy because I would have paid to do this. They didn't have to pay me. That's how much these people are biased. And here's the thing. The crime, the so-called crime Alvin Bragg is saying, is that, oh, President Trump, there's some the business records weren't exactly right, according to Alvin Bragg, and that was part of this effort to conspire to obstruct and impede the 2016 election. And then you think about what else happened yesterday. Jack Smith, that case is in front of the Supreme Court, and they were arguing, Jack Smith is arguing the crime is conspiring to impact the 2020 election. The real conspiracy, it seems to me, is between Alvin Bragg, Fani Willis, and Jack Smith. They're all conspiring to influence the 2024 election. That's the real conspiracy here. President Trump didn't do anything to impact the 2016 election other than campaign and run a great campaign and win. So this is to me the real takeaway. The conspiracy exists between Bragg, Smith, and Willis to impact the 2024 election. Instead of letting just we the people decide.
Well, I think a conviction, which I would probably say the odds are very high, may happen in this case. I would think that the facts would matter. But look at how bad this has gotten. You have a judge in this case that donated it in 2020 to Joe Biden. You would think that would be a reason for recusal. You have the accusations. Elise Stefanik has gone into detail about them, about possible family conflicts and how a family would be benefiting from the trial and the outcome of this trial. That's a big issue. What you have in New York are what would be a bookkeeping errors. That's all this case really is about. And at the end of the day, that is a misdemeanor, but the statute of limitations are long gone on charging a misdemeanor in the case. How did they get to a federal election law in New York City as a means of even, you know, for that trial to take place when Biden's own Justice Department is weaponized as it is? They didn't even charge Donald Trump because they didn't see a case on that front.
Even the DOJ, even the Biden DOJ wouldn't bring this case. Yeah, it underscores the political focus, the lawfare focus from today's left out to get President Trump. And again, this case, it's so bad. They're also relying as their key witness, Michael Cohen. Convicted perjurer Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen, who when he came before the United States Congress, lied 6 times under oath. We did a referral for that 4 years ago when he came in front of Congress. That's their star witness in this particular case. So, again, the escalation of what they've done, what the left has done, what government has done to President Trump all the way back to 16, when they spied on his campaign, then it was the Mueller investigation, 19 lawyers, 40 agents, $30 million. Then it was impeachment. Then it was raiding his home. Then it was Jack Smith named special counsel, 2 indictments from Jack Smith, Fani Willis in Georgia, Alvin Bragg here in New York. Then it was the 14th Amendment. And now this case actually going to trial. And in the trial, they're saying gag order on President Trump. We may not even tell you who the witnesses are going to be called on each day of the trial. We may not do what we always do. And then this is how bad it's gotten. And my gut tells me they're going to probably try something else that we don't know about yet, because we're still 6 months away from the election.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if we're listening to oral arguments yesterday, I would say that Jack Smith was probably very disappointed with the questioning of the Supreme Court justices at the end. Now, I don't think the justices will go with absolute immunity. I never thought that was the way it should have been argued. I'm not a lawyer, but after interviewing all the attorneys that I know that I respect, the consensus was that it should be limited immunity that would have covered any issues that Jack Smith was investigating. But without a doubt, there's no way. I don't see a way that trial gets moving. The Fani Willis case is stalled, and I believe the document case is stalled. You went into a lot of detail about how Bragg, for example, is disregard for violent crime. You went into a lot of detail about this man Pomerantz and why in his deposition, and he would do this for free. And in his deposition, he declined to answer most questions. What was going on behind the scenes?
Oh, he took the fifth so many times that's why we released this transcript, just to show this is the guy who was the catalyst for Alvin Bragg to ultimately bring this case, the case that he didn't want to bring and no one else would bring. This was the guy. And then when he came, when we had to subpoena him to come testify, he fought it. It went to court. The court said, no, you got to testify. For goodness sake, you wrote a book about it. And then when we bring him in for the deposition, he takes the fifth. I don't know how many times, but more times than we can count, more times than we can remember. So yeah, that's the basis of this whole thing. He called it the zombie case, the case that had been dead. No one, but they brought it back to life because of his public pressure on Alvin Bragg, the DA there in Manhattan.
Did you ever get a chance to go through this book? Because he called it the zombie case.
Yep.
And you discuss in your report how he shifted through many novel, untested legal theories in search of a crime, and how his politicized reliance on is basically the main witness, as you mentioned earlier, Michael Cohen, and Pomerantz's personal animus towards an obsession towards all things Donald Trump. I mean, it would just be like, why would anybody leave the Justice Department if you're the third highest ranking official to go argue a case in New York City against his boss's number one rival, political rival?
Yeah, Colangelo leaves the Justice Department, high ranking position to go after President Trump. Pomerantz goes and works for the DA, takes no salary, all to go after President Trump. This is all political. And there were some members of the DA's office who said, we can't have Michael Cohen as the star witness in this case. And yet Pomerantz pushed for it. And ultimately, that's what Bragg's doing. And Michael Cohen's going to be on the stand here in one of the upcoming days. And we will hear from a guy who has done nothing but lie about the president, for the last 4 or 5 years.
I mean, pretty unbelievable. All right, quick break. More with the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Jim Jordan, on the other side. Since 1973, over 64 million babies' lives have been taken through abortion. Now, preborn.com, they're dedicated to saving these precious lives, and they're using the science of 4D ultrasound to do it by offering free ultrasounds to any expecting mom.
That changed my life, just from that ultrasound picture.
Now, you see, when an expecting mother meets that precious baby inside her, they end up being more than twice as likely to choose life for that baby. Now you can join them in this incredible effort of theirs, and that's rescuing babies' lives. One ultrasound, $28. For $140, you can sponsor 5 ultrasounds, and you know what? You might be saving 5 lives. You can donate securely by dialing #250 on your cell. Use the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. And unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, I want you to meet Kelsey. Now, when she found out she was pregnant, well, she wasn't really sure where to turn. But after meeting with counselors at Preborn Network Clinics, well, guess what? They loved her, they supported her, and they gave her a free 4D ultrasound for her to actually hear her baby's heartbeat.
When a mother looks at her child through a sonogram, it does something to you. You know, I ended up deciding to keep my son, who is now 5 years old today. He's amazing. He brings absolute joy to my heart. I could not imagine life without him.
Can you help out this great mission of Preborn? And maybe even in a big way, every donation is tax deductible. They don't get a penny from the federal government like Planned Parenthood. They rely on people that believe in the sanctity of life and people in the pro-life community. Now to donate, just dial #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or just go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, we continue with Jim Jordan, Ohio Congressman. He is the chairman of the all-important House Judiciary Committee. The scary part of this, and this kind of came up a little bit in the immunity oral arguments yesterday in the Supreme Court, is at one point, I don't remember which justice, brought up the point that, well, if a president appoints an attorney general that pretty much lets them do anything, at that point, there really isn't any law. There, at that point, it really doesn't matter. And so I think that's an argument for limited immunity. I mean, otherwise, would we prosecute Barack Obama for drone strikes that killed Americans? Would we prosecute George W. Bush because the information and intel he used to justify the war in Iraq didn't pan out, some of it in the end? You know, where does this all end? That every president now has to filter very difficult decisions through the prism of whether or not he's going to face a jury when he leaves office?
Right, right. No, the courts have been clear in the past. They said a president has to be able to fearlessly and impartially conduct the duties of his office. So, because if he's got this criminal liability hanging over his head, he just won't be able to function. And there are two basic elements. Was he president? Yes, of course, President Trump was president at the time. And was he engaged in official duties? And of course he was. They're trying to say his official duties in looking into what was this election done the way it was supposed to be done. They're trying to say that was somehow criminal. They're trying to say that he was involved in a conspiracy to obstruct the official proceeding, which was January 6th. That is just not accurate, just not true. So that's how weak that case is as well. And I do think what's likely to happen is, as you said earlier, Sean, the Supreme Court sends it back to the lower court, and there'll be a fact-intensive approach to looking at all the subject matter, all the facts there. That's going to take a while. You know what was interesting yesterday is every headline I saw was, oh, this is going to take time if it goes back to the lower court, and we will not get a decision before the election. Well, why is before the election so darn important to the left? I think that just underscores what we've been saying. This is all political. If the focus should be on how does immunity totally impact the president of the United States so he can do his job and getting the right answer there and getting to the facts, not some political motive, which is exactly what the left has. And you see that by every stinking headline in the mainstream media was, oh, it may not get done now until after the election, which you can just see them all like disappointed that they're not going to have.
But you know the reason. If they had their way, Donald Trump would be forced to stay in a courtroom for the next 192 days. Unfortunately, the latest poll, Morning Consult Bloomberg poll, shows Donald Trump, you know, winning 6 out of 7 swing states by some of the largest margins he's had so far. Maybe it's working out. And Joe Biden is out there talking about cannibals eating Uncle Bozy and, of course, saying 4 more years, pause. Maybe that's not such a bad thing.
Yeah, pretty soon they'll be back to telling corn pop stories and who knows what else. No, that's actually sad. It's actually sad that the commander in chief of the greatest country in history reads from the teleprompter and actually says the word pause. He's
a cognitive mess. I'll say it for you. I got to ask you a last question. I'm just looking at the clock. Report, Daily Mail, 13 banks working with the Biden administration and their FBI to spy on Trump supporters. Do you know about this and how deep did they get a warrant for spying?
No, they turned over information without any process. We first saw this from Bank of America with one of the FBI whistleblowers that you were so helpful in working with us on and letting their stories be told. And now we realize it's much broader. So we've done a ton of letters. We've done subpoenas to certain banks, and we've gotten some information. We're going to continue to get that information. But it looks like they were looking for any debit card, credit card purchases in and around January 6th. And then overlaying that information with anyone who may have purchased a firearm, which is
unbelievable.
Direct violation of people's fundamental liberty.
Thank you, sir. 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program.
Holding them accountable. Sean gets the answers no one else does. America deserves to know the truth about Congress.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Your call's coming up. So it wasn't a good week for Joe Biden on the campaign trail. At least he didn't bring up Uncle Bozy again. But he did have my favorite moment, which is 4 more years, pause, which now they put in the White House transcript. Inaudible. It was very audible. And then he claimed at one point this week, we have the strongest economy in the world. Listen to him.
And it's clear we have the strongest economy in the world. That's a fact.
Okay. Maybe Joe didn't see the GDP numbers that came out yesterday, but they were an unmitigated disaster. On top of the inflation numbers, CPI, wholesale price index, all of them up a whopping 3.5% from year over year from last year alone. You know, all those rate cut hikes everybody is thinking about. No, not rate cuts that there were people thought it's not happening. It's not going to happen. That is not where the economy is. 1.6% GDP is a disaster. 3.5% year over year Consumer price index, the inflation indicator. No, that's a disaster too. 1.7 million full-time jobs have disappeared in the past 5 months, according to government data. Mortgage rates now, people have been hoping they've been coming down a little bit. And unfortunately, now they're on their way back up because there were mortgage companies assuming that the rate cuts that Jerome Powell had promised, the numerous ones, were actually going to happen, but it's not going to happen. It looks like we're headed more towards stagflation than ever before. And then the worst number of all I talked about yesterday, and it was 26% of our fellow Americans telling Gallup they are struggling to afford food and have struggled over the past year. And 70% of respondents to the Bloomberg poll say the economy's on the wrong track. No wonder Trump is now winning in swing states by large margins, according to the Bloomberg Morning Consult poll. I had in Wisconsin and Arizona and Georgia, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Nevada. Yeah, that all matters. Pretty unbelievable. Anyway, I've not heard the entire interview, only clips that that my team has been able to pull off from online about, I guess, Joe Biden was on Howard Stern today. I can tell you, so many of my friends that grew up, if you grew up in New York, you listen to Howard Stern. I mean, he was iconoclastic, irreverent, a true original, very talented, very gifted. And now he's bragging that he's woke. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. Why did he get so freaked out over COVID? And he managed to duck and dodge it by, I guess, hibernating in his house forever. But that didn't work out well. He ended up getting COVID like everybody else. And thank God he's okay. I mean, but a very gifted, talented broadcaster that clearly is not the same guy that he once was. It's kind of disappointing. It's you know, all those construction guys that were cheering Trump and four more years, we love Trump. They were Howard Stern listeners back in the day. I don't know if they're listening to him anymore. I know a lot of my friends that grew up listening to him. Unfortunately, they just said they're just disappointed. They feel like, you know, a friend of theirs, somebody that shared their values and stood up with them, is not the same person anymore. He's still talented. He's still gifted. He's still a great broadcaster. But, you know, now he'd rather interview Hillary Clinton and Lena Dunham and Dunham, whatever. One day I turned it on. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you got to be kidding me. Now it's Joe Biden. And by the way, Biden tells Stern that he got arrested standing on a porch with a black family during civil rights protests. Well, I wish Howard had watched my show, because he would have known that Joe Biden actually partnered with the former Klansman, Robert KKK Byrd, and that together they tried to stop busing and integration because Joe Biden, in his words, didn't want public schools to become racial jungles. But he's telling a tall tale here. Listen.
Anything. She said, Joey, let me. And I looked at my mom. I said, honey, you haven't said anything. She said, Joey, let me. Remember? True story. She said, remember when they were desegregating Linfield, the neighborhood, with, 70 homes built at one suburbia? And I told you, and there was a black family moving in, and there was people were down there protesting. I told you not to go down there, and you went down. Remember that? And you came, you got arrested by standing on the porch with a black family.
Right.
And they brought you back, the police. And I said, yeah, Mom, I remember that.
Then he told Howard that women would send him very salacious pictures back in his early Senate days, and he'd give them to the Secret Service. I don't even believe that story, but listen.
When I met Jill, I was, when I lost my family, I got put in that 10 most eligible bachelor's list.
Because you were a United States Senator, you were a catch.
And a lot of lovely women, but women would send very salacious pictures, and I just give them to the Secret Service. I thought somebody would think I was.
A couple of more cuts out of this. Joe Biden tells Stern that Trump is the guy in the neighborhood you wish you could have gotten in the neighborhood and meet head to head. The guy can't walk up the big boy stairs to Air Force One anymore. What is he talking about? I'll take him behind the gym.
But like, for example, you know, I mean, Trump makes fun of me.
Right.
Here's the kind of guy in the neighborhood you wish you could have gotten in the neighborhood and meet head to head. But anyway.
Now, by the way, Donald Trump did respond to this, and, yeah, they're really happy about that. They'll say, yeah, we're in. They can't wait. When can we set it up? Anyway, let me continue. I guess we'll play more in the next, maybe in the final half hour of the show. Let's get back to our phones here. Let's say hi to Carol's in California. Carol, how are you? Glad you called. Happy Friday.
Oh, happy Friday. Hey, so yesterday I'm listening to the arguments, the oral arguments at the Supremes. I'm listening to Barrett with her hypotheticals, private presidential. And so I'm like, you got to be kidding me. He absolutely was in his presidential capacity. Jim Jordan went over it. The great one went over it last night. And we know this because after Jan 6th, you know, the FBI, Homeland, Capitol Police, it all came out that they had been barraged with intel way before January 6th. In fact, the FBI had a Red Cell report called Analysis, Potential of Scenarios for Reactions of a Domestic Violent Extremist to a Disputed 2020 U.S. Presidential Election a week before the election. That I'm suspect with. Wait a minute, my tin hat's falling off. Could that have been that the FBI knew who was going to win the election? But the significance of it was that the report predicted violence, but that law enforcement preemption would hinder widespread violence. So Nancy Pelosi, the Capitol, here we go, Capitol Chief Pittman testified that on January 5th, they had intel that the Capitol was a target. Did they accept the offer that Trump had authorized? Not just said, hey, call him up and see if they want the guard over there. He authorized, we know that from Cash Patel's testimony, that they still refused the guard. They failed to lock down. Yeah, they gave him some extra guns, and all this is coming through. So my point is this. President Trump exercised his First Amendment rights. He has a right to do that, and he went redressed to courts. Of course, the left-wing media constantly says that, oh, the courts decided that there was no election fraud. That's crap. Every one of those cases was dismissed on procedural grounds, mainly jurisdiction. They were never adjudicated on the merits. And he owed a duty to his 75 million voters to find out what happened here and let us know. And that's exactly what he did. We all know, we've all said it before, we've read the transcripts. He did not incite anything. He explained the constitutionality of what Mike Pence should have done, which was to send back the electorals, but it didn't get done. And of course, he told people to peacefully protest, let your voices be peacefully heard. So I say that there's no way that he could have incited, because the insurrection had already been well known to FBI, Homeland, and to the Capitol Police way before January 6th. And it's an impossibility that he incited anything. And he absolutely was the president on that day. And it's just sickening that we have to waste our time and resources all the time listening to a justice trying to sit there and think, maybe he was in his private capacity. But anyway, I digress here. But, what's Biden doing? We have all these campus riots and anti-Semitism. Is he out there?
No.
Killing people? No.
No. No.
Is he being presidential? No.
No.
Why, Sean? I'll tell you why. Because as soon as we get closer to the election, they're going to use these riots. They're going to get ramped up. Soros is going to dump a bunch of money in there, and we're going to have martial law, and it's going to be raining ballots.
Not sure about martial law, but I'll tell you this. I mean, why isn't he standing firmly against radical Islamic terrorism? That's not an issue that needs moral ambiguity. Let me see. They killed 1,200 Israelis. They beheaded and children and men and women and children. They took men, women and children hostage. They were raping people. It's on videotape. They have killed some of the hostages. They've been firing tens of thousands of rockets into Israel. There's no moral ambiguity here. One should have moral clarity to stand and just offer support. I'm not asking for a single thing from Biden, but how about just support Israel winning their war against radical terrorists? But you know what? He's gutless and he's cowardly and he's afraid of his base. He got scared to death when they saw the numbers that came out of the great state of Michigan. And in that particular Democratic presidential primary, he did horribly. And he lost 18.9% of voters in the Democratic primary to uncommitted, over 100,000 votes. And he needs these radicals if he wants to be elected president. And that trumps everything. No pun intended. Anyway, Carol, appreciate the call. God bless you. Quick break. Right back. More of your phone call straight ahead this Friday, 800-941-SHAWN as we continue. Father's Day, graduation season around the corner. And I'm not saying this so my kids can get me a Henry, but I wouldn't mind it if they got it. Anyway, if you're looking for a great gift, you got to check out the personalized receiver covers from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. They are available for Henry's Golden Boy and Golden Boy Silver rifles, which come in three calibers, 22 long rifle, 22 Magnum, 17 HMR. Now you just go to henryusa.com, one word, henryusa.com, type personalized in the search box. It's simple. Then you find the link to the product page. They'll give you step-by-step instructions, and they will engrave any message you want, up to 20 words, and the process is easy, it's affordable, and it makes it a really special gift for a dad or a grad. And by the way, these Henrys, they're amazing. They have 200 rifles, shotguns, revolvers to choose from. I mean, the craftsmanship is second to none. They have a lifetime guarantee. They're made in America. I mean, it's a great gift. And be sure when you go to henryusa.com, get their free catalog, free decals, and a list of dealers where you are. henryusa.com. Go there now, and you're going to love this company. I love this company.
The final hour of the Sean Hannity Show is up next. Hang on for Sean's Conservative Solutions.
Back to our busy telephones, 800-941-SHAWN is our number. Charlotte, New Orleans, next, Sean Hannity Show. By the way, for those that have never been to New Orleans, whatever you do, you might be young and experienced, and somebody's going to try and talk you into drinking a hurricane. There are two drinks, and I say this as an experienced bartender who did it for years, there are two drinks you should never, ever go near. One would be a Long Island iced tea. The other one would be a hurricane. Am I right or am I wrong, Charlotte?
What I would say is don't drink two. Drink one's okay. Drinking two, there might be.
Okay. Even one, you could start puking up because they mix all these different liquors and all the, you can't have that much sugar in your alcohol without really feeling crappy the next day. I'm just trying to give drinking 101 advice to people that drink, and I would urge you never to overindulge
in anything. That's true. But you can do that here on food, fun, everything, quite honestly. It's the je ne sais quoi.
Oh, it's wild in New Orleans. I've been there.
Well, listen, the reason I was calling, I wanted to discuss what I'm using the acronym BRATS, these people on the college campuses whose behavior reduces autonomy of thought and speech, and them obscuring the facts between Hamas and pro-Palestinian and try to make some distinctions, because even in the media, they're doing the same. They're removing the word Hamas and saying pro-Palestinian. And this war is not against Israel and Palestine. This war is against Israel and Hamas. Mahmoud, the president of Palestine, says Hamas does not represent Palestine. Similarly, I'll tell you, the Nazis don't represent Germans. Hamas is an Arab Islamic militant terrorist group.
They have a charter that calls for the destruction of Israel. And by the way, they were voted into power by the Palestinian groups. I was watching the son of Hamas. He's been a guest on this program. And he points out that a lot of Palestinians have allegiances to a lot of different Islamic Jihad and other groups involved in terror. But remember, they were voted in the last time they had elections, and a recent poll showed 70% of Palestinians support Hamas. And, you know, maybe they have no choice, but they do.
Well, I would disagree with that. And, you know, Hamas is not the only armed group that operates within Palestine's territory. There are at least five Palestinian militia groups.
There are various factions of Islamic Jihad. All within in the Gaza area. You know, remember,
is really responsible for managing all the civil affairs, providing.
Yeah, I've always looked at the Iron Dome as a temporary Band-Aid. I mean, they literally have taken down tens of thousands of rockets being fired into Israel, but that's not the answer. The answer is they're not allowed to fire any more rockets at Israel without getting their asses kicked. That's it. That's the only way it's going to stop. And in the north, in Lebanon and Hezbollah, same thing. And if Iran fires rockets again, they need to be hit even harder. And I'll tell you, I'm going to say this. Yes. Civilization right now is hanging in the balance here. If the Iranians, who have been funding and fighting these proxy wars with Hamas and Hezbollah through the Houthi rebels, if they ever get nuclear weapons, it is almost a certainty in my mind, and we could see this in my lifetime and your lifetime, that they're going to use them, and the world will be reconfigured in ways we can't even imagine today. And if you don't think it can happen, just remember, I wrote a book, Deliver Us from Evil, in 2004, and I went through the history of Mao, China, Stalin, Russia, Hitler, Germany, Mussolini, fascism, Tojo, Japan, Pol Pot, the killing fields, Cambodia. I've been through all of it. Over 100 million dead people in the last century. Just keep that number in your head. And when you think it can happen again, it can. And we're seeing anti-Semitism that I never thought we'd see in our life. We're hearing it in the halls of Congress, college campuses, all around Europe and around the world. Scary. It's frightening. It's evil in our time. We better pay attention to it. I know I've got long-winded. I apologize for that. 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.